The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Wood Show.
Oh, Daryl, thank you so much. I'll zone you every day.
Where we talk about religion.
Be what God wants you to be, and you will be what America needs.
You don't have to be a Christian to see the evidence of design, but I happen to be a Christian. The identity of the designer is clearly the God of the Bible.
Don't make me start preaching up here.
Politics.
Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
And everything in between.
Christians need to become, once again, the force with which to be reckoned in this country. We are not going gently into the good night where we are silenced and marginalized in the public square.
You're like the Paul Revere of Christianity, you know that?
Good work, and God is with you.
Engage.
Go and throttle up.
We've been talking about it for a couple of days. Now we are in our Days of Hope. Today and tomorrow, we're going to be raising money with our Day of Hope partner, Bible League International. We are going to be joined by our good friend and brother, Michael Woolworth, in just a moment, who's going to tell us all about the exciting work being done by Bible League International, our Day of Hope partner. When we talked about it over the last couple of days, a number of you called and were intrigued by the prospect of a $5 contribution, making a Bible available to a man, woman, or a child somewhere in the world, someone who needs a Bible but has never been able to own one. And you can make it happen today on this Day of Hope edition of Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Daryl Wood along with you for the first of 2 hours of talk about how we put Bibles into the hands of men, women, and children in the under-resourced church. Along with us to do that, in regard to the work done at Bible League International, spokesman Mike Woolworth, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. That's the number you dial to start the conversation regarding what you will do to put Bibles into the hands of men, women, and children, and make other resources available to those who are hungering and thirsting for the Word of God. It's a Day of Hope on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. 800-937-9673 translates to 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD. I want to welcome in Mike Woolworth, someone with whom we have been working for years with regard to this endeavor, someone who has definitely done a great job in terms of getting the word out about Bible League International and the need to put Bibles into the hands of men, women, and children around the world. Mike, welcome to the program.
Daryl, I don't exaggerate. I had a goosebump when I heard your theme music come on.
I got goosebumps, brother, thinking about the great relationship that we've had over the years. I'm counting up. My assistant tells me you and I have worked together on 8 different campaigns. Mm. Daryl, we're growing old together, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, gracefully. Let's throw the word gracefully in there.
We always enjoy talking about our grandchildren, and I've got 5. Daryl, how many are you up to?
4. 4 grandkids.
We'll see a portion of those next week. You know, I've kind of moved into the station of life where, I'll say, get off my lawn, right? Or where has the year gone, right? In fact, I was in an argument with a colleague here at Bible League. I said, Thanksgiving's next week. No, he said it's 2 weeks. I said, no, it's next week. Check your calendar. Everything just kind of runs together, you know? But anyway, all that to say, Daryl, you've been a great friend of Bible League. You've advocated for everything that we stand for as a ministry to lift high the name of Jesus Christ and to support his church around the world. And Daryl, I can tell you, your listeners, they have been incredibly kind to Bible League, and those that God has called us to serve over the years. There's never been a time, and we've come and we've brought a goal. We've put a number before you. Mm. There's never been a time when your listeners have failed to hit that thing very, very hard.
Thank God.
We're focused right now on the persecuted church. I tell you why. As we take stock of what needs are pressing for the church around the world, I'm talking about Big C, we find that it's the persecuted church who lack access to the Bibles mm-hmm. and training. They pay a tremendous price, Daryl, simply because they believe Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so we're calling this campaign Stand With Him. Let me tell you what the ask is right at the outset here. We don't want to complicate this. It's $5 for a Bible. Mm-hmm. It's a Bible for a persecuted believer who may be new in their walk with Christ. They may have walked with Jesus for several years, but the commonality is they're fellow members of our spiritual family. They walk with Jesus every day without a Bible. Now, they're in places throughout Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America, where they hear the word preached. They're part of Bible-believing churches. There are faithful pastors that preach the word. But, Daryl, they have no access to the Bible. In fact, that's true in their congregations. Very few people actually have a Bible. So that's the unique work that Bible League has been called to for 84 years. Mm-hmm. 1938 is our Genesis. And so for 84 years, this is the work that God has called us to. And so at $5 a Bible, let me tell you where we're at. We've said together as two ministries, as Faith Talk Detroit and Bible League, can we solve this for 1,600 Bibleist persecuted believers that we know by name at Bible League? Can we do that for 1,600? And Daryl, we've primed the pump a little bit. I've been on the air top and bottom of the each hour since very early this morning. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, as we come into Run to Win with Daryl Wood today, we are at 300 Bibles. We've taken care of the first, what is that, almost 20% of the need that we have. I want to thank a few that have been getting involved as we go along today. But Daryl, great to be with you today. $5 sends a Bible, and to think from the greater Detroit area, you can step into the stories of these persecuted believers. We're going to tell you their story. We're going to tell you what they're up against around the world. And the commonality, again, Daryl, is they have a fierce loyalty to Jesus. They face tremendous odds. They face tremendous persecution, and that they'll say, Jesus, it's worth it. You're worth it. They're willing to go through mm-hmm. this, and they're simply praying today that we'll respond by sending the Bible at only $5 a Bible.
Amen. And it is a most worthy cause that you hear our brother Mike talking about. And ladies and gentlemen, if your curiosity has been piqued, if you are interested in making a difference, not only for time, but for eternity, now is the time for you to get involved. There is no need for you to wait to make it happen. You can start this conversation right now by dialing 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, and making the very best gift you can. Multiply the number 5 by as many Bibles as you feel the Lord is leading you to provide, and then make that call, make that gift. That number once again, 800-937-9673 translates to 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Mike, I want people to understand that as we're talking about putting Bibles into the hands of men, women, and children around the globe, we're not simply talking about walking into a store, picking up a few Bibles, and then putting them in a crate or a box, and then shipping them to various countries. We're talking about something that is a little more involved than that. Just a little bit. Talk about that process.
Yeah, you know, if you want to get your finger on cut number 9, I'll have you play that in a second. Then I'll kind of share how all of this unfolds. But Daryl, as you say, We never go into a village and willy-nilly. There's no place on earth where Bible League ministers, where we are not connected to the local church. That's the blueprint for Jesus' church around the world, mm-hmm. that he would work through the local church. You know, pastors and elders who were sold out to Christ, and people in those congregations who are meek, which means they're teachable. They don't merely hear the word preach. They follow it, Daryl. They want to obey the Lord's word. They want to make him known where God has them planted. And they're willing to do that in places where they face tremendous persecution. Play this audio cut number 9, and then let me tell you about Project Philip and how we put the Bible eventually into the hands and the hearts of new believers. This is cut number 9. The man's name is Daniel, and he is in the country of Indonesia.
So the husband used to go to school for law, and then the wife used to be a teacher for nursing school. She had a breast cancer. The husband got a stroke. They pray, and then they got the vision from God that this is where you have to stop looking for what you're looking, and then start working as a mission person for God. They want people not to just go to church, but to really understand who Jesus is. That's why they started to go from house to house, door to door, introducing Jesus to people there. And then, yeah, they don't like it. Because they didn't like it, they started to throw bombs to the church. People threat to kill them 10 times other than the bomb thrown to the church, but they didn't give up for whatever threat that happens to them, because they know that the God that healed them both will be there for them.
Yeah, Daryl, in case the traffic's whizzing around everybody and you didn't hear what Daniel said, let me tell you what the context is of that message. I met him. The man's name is Daniel. He's an evangelist in the country of Indonesia, the largest Muslim-majority country in the world. Daryl invited you on that trip. This was back in early 2020. You politely declined. The timing wasn't right. But I made that trip, and I met Daniel, and we were high atop something called Pasaban Mountain. This was just off the coast of the Indian Ocean. We were worshiping with a church that celebrated 3 years as a congregation on that day. And as Daniel said, the pastors of that congregation in an area where Islamic laws prevented them from constructing anything that was permanent, they had nothing more than a glorified picnic pavilion for their church. And we shared a meal with these brothers and sisters. We worshiped with them. We found out the pastors had been threatened, in fact, had been beaten almost to death. This was a man who was an attorney. His wife had studied to be a nurse. They left all of that to follow Jesus. They wanted to turn radicalized Muslims onto Jesus Christ. And Daryl, they were doing this high atop this mountain in Indonesia. And what did he say? They also said the church was destroyed 10 times. 10 times that church was destroyed. It was firebombed by local radicals. Again, they were not happy to see the gospel going forth in that part of Indonesia. And so the pastors there were quick to tell us, look around here, Michael, your travel companions, look around here. The growth that you see in this congregation has come as a result of Bible League's involvement. Of course, we ultimately gave all the glory to God. But listeners, it's because in previous campaigns, you've sent Bibles to places like Indonesia, where people face tremendous persecution. Listen, pastors beaten simply because they espouse the name of Jesus, congregations destroyed, again, simply because they believe Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Let me tell you, things have not stopped there in Indonesia. The gospel's going forth. Every now and then I hear that there's a congregant that is beaten, faces some persecution there. But we can tell you today, the gospel's going forth. There's 100 Bibles needed right now in Indonesia, just off the coast of the Indian Ocean. Daryl, they have no access to the Bible. There's no Christian bookstore, no big box retailer, no Amazon to drop a box of Bibles into their village. So the week before Thanksgiving, if we could ask you listeners to pray about this, at $5 a Bible, 100 Bible need today is about a $500 gift. Daryl, I'm going to thank a few folks here in a moment. Mm-hmm. We've already seen that level given. We've seen that gift level given, so we know that's possible. But could that be 5 of you right now at 20 Bibles each? That's a $100 tax deductible gift. Daryl, when we see that happen, I can let these new believers in Indonesia know your Bibles, they're on their way. They're on their way.
Fantastic. And ladies and gentlemen, it's as they say in the sports world, your turn, the ball is in your court. We hand out this number, 800-YES-WORD. That means it's your time to pick up that phone, dial that number, and make the very best gift you can. Yes, it is the holiday season. And if you're talking about giving gifts, then think about the most valuable gift you can give at this time, the Word of God. It has no price tag that you can affix to it because its value is far above rubies, diamonds, gold, silver, or any other precious stone you can name. And its value transcends time. It has eternal weight of glory. It is the ultimate gift, and you can give it right now during the holiday season. That's right. We're all getting ready to celebrate one of the premier religious holidays in our country. And I know that a lot of Americans don't even realize that Thanksgiving is a religious holiday, but it is. It's a time we get to thank God for his bountiful mercies to our great nation. In addition to that, can you thank God for what he has bestowed upon you in terms of what you are able to give out as a gift, a resource to others who are in need? They're not asking for food. They're not asking for clothing. They are not asking for shelter. They are asking for Bibles, the Word of God. That's what they want from us. That's what they need. And if you would pick up the phone right now, determining what it is you'll give, remember, $5 sends one Bible in the language of the person who is going to receive it. When I say the language, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about a process that takes some time. These Bibles are translated not only into these tongues, foreign tongues, but many times foreign tongues break down into different dialects, depending on where in certain regions people live. These Bible translations accommodate people speaking different dialects as well. So it is an involved process. It takes a great deal of time. And once those Bibles are available, we need to get them into the hands of the men and the women and the children who so desperately want them, so desperately need them, because not only do they want to know God better through the Word, they want to share that Word with others around them. And Mike, if I understand it correctly, usually when a individual gets one of these Bibles into their hands, they share it with many other people, do they not?
Yeah, they absolutely do, Daryl. I mean, we're sharing today not only the plight of persecuted believers, but also we're showing you the fruit of their labor. I mean, they don't stay quiet about Jesus. They share him with others, mm-hmm. and they lead others to Christ. You're talking about the multipliers of 12. As we've ministered around the world for 84 years now, Daryl. We've noticed a trend as people receive Bibles in their own language at a level that they can understand. They don't keep quiet about Christ. Very quickly, they impact about a dozen people. That might be somebody looking over their shoulder who has no Bible within their own congregation, their own communities. It's others that they lead to Christ. It's others in their family who become fortified as they're able to read about the God who loves them. And so there's a multiplier of 12. Think about one Bible today at $5. Multiply that by 12 because it doesn't impact merely one. It impacts a dozen. We can say that with confidence at Bible League. So a gift of 20 Bibles today, that's $100. 30 Bibles, that's $150. Mm-hmm. And do the math. If you multiply each of those gifts by 12, a gift of 20 Bibles today will effectively impact about 240 people. Ultimately, Daryl, if you look at our big number that we've got our eyes on, it's 1,600. We want to solve this issue for 1,600 Bible-less persecuted believers. And so if you multiply that by 12, I'm horrible at math, but it means we have the opportunity right now, literally, to impact thousands and thousands as we end the end of this calendar year and look into the year 2023. Mm-hmm. Daryl, let me give you some statistics, if I may, real
sure.
quick, from Pew Research. They're the ones that keep a finger on the pulse of religious persecution around the world. They will tell us that the year 2021, the most violent year on record for religious persecution. They will tell us there's no religious group that's persecuted more than evangelical Christians. They will tell us that every 5 minutes outside of the U.S., a Christian is martyred. Let me give you some perspective. By the end of the average hour-long worship service in America on a given Sunday, perhaps you and I, Daryl, we're worshiping within the confines of safety. I mean, we live out our Christian faith with ease here in America, but that statistic from Pew, who keeps a finger on the pulse of all of this, will tell us that 12 Christians will die. Daryl, before you and I finish up this hour today, a dozen Christians will die outside the U.S. They will be martyred. Mm-hmm. And then Pew will tell us, if you look at all the Christian persecution in the 20th century and the 21st century so far, it far outweighs all previous 19 centuries. That tells you that we are tackling something today that is very, very difficult, very, very important. And that's why we've chosen to say, listen, listeners of Faith Talk Detroit, would you partner with us as Bible League? We've worked together for many years, and that means that you know that we're going to promise to follow through with everything we say we're going to do today. We're going to squeeze every dime to the glory of God. And, you know, the joy of doing this so close to Christmas, Daryl, is that this year for these persecuted believers who have gone without God's word, they'll be able to read for themselves the Christmas story where John writes, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. That'll be the joy that they'll have today as they gather with their families in their huts, in their homes, wherever that might be, in Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and to think that your listeners can step into the stories of these believers and send them the Bible. Let me say thanks to Tammy of Livonia, 10 Bibles. We've heard from Maxine of Detroit, 8 Bibles, and Mark of West Bloomfield Township. Thank you. A gift of $500. That's Thank enough you. For 100 Bibles. And Daryl, as we enter into the first few moments of your show today, we're about 20% of the way to our goal to bless 1,600 Bible-less persecuted believers. And it happens with every call and with every click today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want anyone out there thinking that we can afford to slack off, rest on our laurels, take our time, or in any other way, just kind of nonchalantly approach this situation. We need to raise this money, and we need to raise it as quickly and as soon as we possibly can. So if you can get to the phone sooner than later, we would greatly appreciate that. We need to hear from you. We're talking about putting Bibles into the hands of at least 1,600 people. Let's think about it that way. And the bottom line is it happens one Bible at a time, one gift at a time. And if you can understand the simplicity of the message that we are trying to communicate, and that is that $5 will send one Bible in the language of the recipient, then would you please think seriously right now as a lover of the Word of God? Let me say that again. As a lover of the Word of God, if you can testify to the fact that the Word of God has been beneficial in your life, is there anybody out there that can testify to that? Is there anyone out there that can testify to the fact that it is the Word of God that has been your sure foundation, particularly in times of hardship, trouble, uncertainty? Can you testify to the fact that the Word of God has brought you joy, perhaps joy unspeakable and full of glory? Can anybody out there testify to the fact that it is the Word of God that has brought you faith? Because you've heard that word, and faith comes by hearing the word of God. Have you stood on that word and spoke God's word in faith and seen God move on your behalf? Then why won't you share that with other men and women the world over? That's what we're asking you to do right now. If that is a true confession in your life and you can see your way clear, to unwrap that $5 bill, maybe it's sitting in the bottom of your purse, maybe it's in your pocket, maybe that $5 bill sitting on the table in the dining room or the kitchen. Maybe you have $10, $15 in the coffee can squirreled away. Maybe you can get to your debit card, credit card, and make the call, 800-YES-WORD, and make the very best gift you can. $5 sends a Bible, ladies and gentlemen. And that Bible's going to do a world of good. Now, just think about how many times God has blessed you and how many times you might be able to multiply the number 5 in terms of individual Bibles that you can give. Is it 5? Is it 10? Is it 15? Is it 20? Can you give more than that? Whatever you can do, we don't need you to lay back, delay, procrastinate, because I know that many of you have great intentions when you hear this word, you hear this message, and you say to yourself, man, you know, $5, one Bible, yeah, I can make that happen. Because, you know, let's just be honest. Many of us are going to go and spend that $5 at a coffee shop. You'll go to your favorite coffee or confection store, spend $5 in a heartbeat on a beverage or maybe even a pastry. By the time in some of these places where you buy the coffee and the pastry, you spend $10. That's two Bibles for Bible League International that have inestimable value. Just a huge return on investment in terms of what it returns with regard to not only souls saved, people converted to Jesus Christ because of the hearing of the word, but the dimension that we go from time to eternity with regard to the impact you have when you make this gift and provide these Bibles. I mean, you can't do any better than that in terms of an investment. You can't do any better than that in terms of sowing seed into good ground. This is the good ground into which I hope that many of you today, right now, before we hit that bottom of the hour break, will make that call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, and make the very best gift you can. 800-YES-WORD translates to 800-937-9673. Not only are you providing the Bible in the language of the recipient, but you're also providing the kind of discipleship training they need to make that word come alive, not only in their lives, but in the lives of those they will share it with. They will be connected with a local church. Local churches are very involved in this process, Mike. And when we talk about distributing these Bibles in the local churches that are involved, exactly what kinds of relationships are we trying to build there, and how do they work?
Well, I'll tell you what, you've got this audio cut from Pastor Yazan, cut number 22. If you want to share this, we'll linger a little bit in the Middle East, and I'll unfold how all this happens. Again, this is Pastor Yazan, cut number 22, and he is in the Middle East.
I met a pastor. He was kidnapped and threatened to be killed. His freedom was as easy as for him not to confess that he's follow Christ. Of course, he chose not to, and he was abused as a result. This is what happened through the last 6, 7, 8 years in the region.
Yeah, Daryl, the man's name is Yazan. He pastors there in the Middle East. What's he saying? On the increase is kidnappings that happen of pastors, evangelists, lay people. There's this misunderstanding in the Middle East that Christians have access to a lot of money. It simply is not true. I've visited that part of the world. I've seen that Christians are spiritually rich. There's no doubt about that. But I can tell you when it comes to possessions, they are materially poor. It's a table. It's a lamp. It's a very, very basic lifestyle, Daryl. And so there's this misunderstanding that if they kidnap a pastor, they'll get money from the family. They'll stop any advance of the gospel. And what Yazan is saying is in the life of this particular pastor, he was kidnapped in broad daylight because the family could not pay the ransom. This man paid dearly. They beat him severely. They finally let him go. But let me tell you what happened to another pastor that we know by name at Bible League. The man's name is Yusuf. And in broad daylight one day, he and a deacon in the church that he pastors there were kidnapped. When the family could not pay the ransom, they killed the deacon. And they tortured Pastor Yusuf, Daryl. On top of that, they forced him to carry the remains of that deacon to his grave. I know that's somewhat graphic. I want you to at least have a really good look into the lives of Christians and what they face in places like the Middle East. But I can tell you that man continues, Yusuf, continues to pastor very faithfully the small congregation that God has entrusted to him there in the Middle East. And with conviction today, he can say, it's an honor to suffer for the Lord Jesus. And Daryl, I've traveled the world, and I've sat with these heroes of the faith. I find out they have two characteristics that I want in my own walk, and that is they love their enemies. They don't hate those around them that would even persecute them. They want to point them to the Lord Jesus. But secondly, they count it all joy to suffer for the Lord Jesus. They have a fierce loyalty that says, you know what, Jesus, you're worth it. I'm willing to suffer. I'm willing to die if I have to. And Daryl, there's a need right now for 200 Bibles affiliated with this story. As people have heard about Yusuf's willingness to suffer for the Gospels, they've heard of the pain and the suffering and the loss this congregation's gone through. People have reached out, and God has opened heart. People have come to saving faith, but they live where they simply cannot access the Bible. So there's a need right now for 200 Bibles at $5 a Bible. That's a $1,000 gift. And I'm sure there are some of you right now that say, you know what, our financial position, we didn't expect to be in a good place at this point. That's a gift you could make. If not, could we see a handful of you right now? Maybe that's 20 Bibles at $100, 30 Bibles at $150. Daryl, we've had a gift of $500 today, so we know your listeners, they get this, and so we're asking at $5 a Bible. There's a need right now for 200 there in the Middle East. Would you help us bless the persecuted church with exactly what they're praying for today? That's not an end of their suffering. That's for the Word of God. Daryl?
And folks, you have the marching orders as Mike lays out exactly what's at stake here. We talk about people being connected to local churches and local churches being connected to the communities where these Bibles are being distributed and how men and women are ready and set for the defense of the gospel, not with cannon, not with gun and bullets, not with shields in the conventional sense of the word or battering rams or those sorts of implements, but the weapons of our warfare, the Bible tells us, are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And that's what they're asking for. They're asking for your help when it comes to providing them with the Word of God, which will make them strong in the faith. Help them equip themselves with the armor of the Spirit and war a good spiritual warfare, fighting the good fight of faith. All because you helped at a time when God called you to assist them by putting the Word of God in their hands. 800-YES-WORD, $5 sends one Bible. How many Bibles will you send? 800-937-9673. Daryl Wood along with Mike Woolworth on this Day of Hope with Bible League International. We're back after the break. Folks, I want to tell you about Rick Young Insurance because it's Medicare open enrollment time. As such, there are some of you who are ready to enroll in Medicare for the first time. There are some of you who are already enrolled in Medicare. Whatever the case may be, one thing is for sure, Medicare has to be paid for, and your premiums and deductibles are a fact of life when you're in the Medicare system. And folks, they go up just over the last year, 14.5% increases in deductibles and in premiums. You want to make sure that when you get into the system, you have the right kind of coverage and you're not paying too much for it. Best way to make sure that's the case is to talk with the professionals at Rick Young Insurance. They know how to make Medicare easy. Rick Young Insurance is offering free consultations right now. If you call their number, they will be happy to set up a free consultation with you. Make sure that you pick out the right coverages at the right price. And if you already have it, they'll make sure that your Medicare coverage is just right for you at the right price. Now's the time to give them a call. Here's the number, 248-844-9110, 248-844-9110, or online at rickyounginsurance.com. RickYoungInsurance.com.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts. And that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. The new Salem News Channel, the greatest collection of conservative minds, all in one place. Home to the people you trust. Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Refreshingly honest, always unfiltered. Streaming free on your TV 24/7. Intelligent analysis for intelligent people. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith are bringing their very special Christmas tour to the Fox Theater on Thursday, December 8th. Enter to win a free pair of tickets at faithtalkdetroit.com. For one night only, two legends will perform all your Christmas favorites. Joining in the holiday celebration is special guest Michael Tate of the Newsboys. Go to faithtalkdetroit.com and enter for your chance to win two tickets to a very special Christmas with Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith at the Fox Theater on December 8th.
Serving the body of Christ. You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500, WLQV Faith Talk Detroit, where listening brings hope, an Odyssey station.
I want to give you a very special number on this very special day. It's a day of hope on Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. A day of hope when we are partnering with Bible League International. Mike Woolworth, spokesman for Bible League International, is with us. And the phone number you dial to start the conversation about how you put Bibles into the hands of men, women, and children in countries across the world is 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD, and keep this in mind, $5 sends one Bible in the language of the recipient to the country where they're waiting to receive the Word of God. $5. Can you spare $5 today? 800-YES-WORD. You're saying, yeah, Darryl, you know, I think I can spare $5. Maybe I can do a little better than $5. Maybe I can send 3, maybe 4 Bibles. Well, sure. Pick up that phone, dial 800-YES-WORD, and send as many Bibles as you can, understanding that you'll be doing the most good possible, no matter how many Bibles you send, because these men and women who receive these Bibles, they are aggressively sharing this Word of God with those who are around them. People who want to know more about God, they want to share God through the pages of Holy Writ with their neighbors, with their friends, with their families, with strangers. They just want to give out the Word of life. But for whatever reasons, they are not in the position to purchase or get Bibles. So you help solve that problem today by dialing 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. And Mike, I said something a while ago that I'd like you to expand on if you can. And that is that when we talk about putting the Bibles in the hands of these different people around the world, we have to make sure that they're translated in a way that people understand what they're reading. And so we're not simply talking about picking a Bible up off the shelf from a store, putting it in a box or a crate and sending it to a foreign land. We're talking about a lot of due diligence. We're talking about a lot of research. We're talking about a lot of translation work. Are we not?
Well, Darryl, this is our eighth time that you and I've had a chance to come together, share stories, point people to what God is doing around the world, and then to invite them to step into the stories of Christians. We know that you won't meet this side of eternity, but you care so deeply about what they're going through and the opportunity before us right now, Daryl, of sending God's word in the language of the receiver to the persecuted church. That's who we're focusing on right now. And Daryl, I'm certain there's been a time in our 8 years of working together where somebody has rushed down to the station. They've got a box of English Bibles, you know, maybe in the basement or the attic. They've replaced the pew Bible at church. And so they were able to buy these or they were given these. And, you know, because they have great hearts, your listeners have great hearts and great intentions. So they rush down to the station with that box of Bibles. The problem is if you speak Arabic or Mandarin Chinese, or if you're in Quechua, if you're a Quechua speaker in Peru or Ecuador in South America, an English Bible does you no good. And so, you know, certainly we want to put those where they can be used. Maybe that's a rescue mission there in the Detroit area. But I tell you, God has allowed Bible League to be uniquely positioned for 84 years to be able to put the Bible into the hands, into the hearts of these new believers who are crying out for the word. And so what we're asking you to do today, you know, I've talked about heroes of the faith already, these pastors, these congregations in Indonesia and the Middle East. We'll linger in the Middle East here for a few moments. But listen, what those heroes of the faith do on the front lines, Daryl, that's important. But what I'm asking your listeners to do today is no less important than what these heroes of the faith do on the front lines. We're asking you to make an investment into the kingdom of God, to help edify the persecuted church around the world. Listen, I know it's a difficult time to give. I mean, I know inflation's up. We're just now settling the elections. The economy is still somewhat uncertain. The holidays are upon us. Daryl, for all of those reasons and others, people tend to be a little tight-fisted in those types of scenarios. And so I know people like LaShonda of Taylor. Daryl, she calls every time you and I do kingdom business. I appreciate LaShonda of Taylor. 5 Bibles. Thank you, Marianne of Warren. 30 Bibles.
Thank God.
Maria of Oak Park. 20 Bibles. We've heard from Tammy of Livonia. Maxine of Detroit. Mark from West Bloomfield Township. Thank you. A leadership gift. $500, enough for 100 Bibles. And Daryl, if I do the math here, I think that ends up being 165 answers to prayer of the persecuted church, not for an end to their suffering, but for the word of God to be able to endure and persevere. I want to take you back to the Middle East in just a second. But Daryl, people ask me, why is persecution on the rise, Michael? You know, if you go to your own Bible, you open up Revelation 12, where John in his vision writes, Satan has declared war. He's waged war on the bride of Christ. And he'll do it two ways, Daryl. He'll do it through false teaching. He'll do it through suffering, namely persecution. If you go to Paul's letter to Timothy, as Paul sits in a Roman prison awaiting execution, he'll be beheaded by Nero. He writes to young Timothy, Timothy, anyone who desires to lead a godly life in Christ can expect to be persecuted. Now, listen, sometimes here in America, we bring that persecution on ourselves. We can be unkind. We can be kind of annoyed if we post something unkind on social media. We kind of bring it on ourselves. I'm not saying we don't face it, but let me say this. Can we agree that Christians around the world, at least from the few stories that you've heard us talk about today, more that are on their way, can we at least agree it's an altogether different level for these brothers and sisters around the world? And I can tell you, at a time when it's very difficult to ask, a very difficult time to give, we're grateful to be 20% of the way to our goal of blessing 1,600 Bibleist believers. We've seen 300 Bibles given to this point. Daryl, you and I have our sights set on 1,600. We need to be there by the couple of days that we'll spend together to get it happens with every call, with every click. If you want to give the phone number, the website where they can go, I want to come back, have you play cut number 23, and then I'll share another amazing story from the Middle East.
That number, folks, 800-YES-WORD, translates to 800-937-9673. Simply dial 800-YES-WORD. And, of course, for those of you who want to give online, you can do so by going to FaithTalkDetroit.com. FaithTalkDetroit.com. You'll see the Bible League International banner there on the page. Click that banner, and let's provide Bibles for the persecuted church. That persecuted church banner there at FaithTalkDetroit.com is your cue to click and contribute. Click and contribute. It's a simple page. It's a secure page. You can fill it out in two and a half minutes. Decide what you're going to give. Go on your way knowing that you have done the very best you can to sow seed into good ground in the form of Bibles for the persecuted church. And once again, should you prefer to call in, make that contribution using your debit or credit card, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Mike?
If you want to play this audio cut number 23, this is Pastor Yazan. Hear the heartfelt message that he shares in this. And let me come back and tell you about a Syrian refugee that I will never forget.
Their financial investment in the Bible League made the gospel available even in the area of conflict in the Middle East. I was in Baghdad, the capital of Iraq, to present the gospel and to sharing the salvation of Jesus Christ and what he's did to save us. So your financial support to the Bible League will make sure this work continues.
Daryl, you've heard of Baghdad, Iraq. Yeah, you've heard of the Middle East. I mean, these are places in the news all the time, right? There's pain, there's suffering, there's conflict. What Pastor Yazan is saying is that the gospel is going forth. He's the boots on the ground, if you will. He's our connection from the greater Detroit area to what God is doing in that part of the world. And he's saying, listen, your gifts, they're making a huge impact. There's a great need for the Bible in the Middle East because most people have no access to the Word of God. Again, that's where Bible League comes in. And listeners, that's where you come in. Daryl, in the last few moments, we've heard from Wendy of Farmington Hills. A gift of 20 Bibles. We're 20% of the way to our goal to put the Bible into the hands and hearts of 1,600 Bible-less believers. Daryl, I've shared this story before, so let this be a little bit of an update, and then I want to tell you what's happened since I last shared this story.
Right.
But I was in the Middle East not too long ago. Daryl, I shared this before. I made the big mistake of drinking strong Turkish coffee from sundown or sunrise to sundown.
Oh my gosh.
My colleague there, as we visited with pastors and evangelists, he said, you know, you're going to find that they have virtually nothing. As I said earlier, it's a basic life. It's table, a chairs. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they don't have their own vehicles. They use public transit or they borrow cars from other Christian workers. It's that simple of a lifestyle. But he said they do have the gift of hospitality. Boy, can I tell you, they made the best Turkish coffee and the Turkish delight, all those things. But because I drank that strong coffee from sun up to sundown, I don't think I slept on that. That was a 2-week trip, and I can tell you, I was pretty wired the whole time, which was good because I didn't want to miss a beat. And Daryl, as we went around the Middle East, we could hear the Islamic call to prayer. You would hear that. You would see people drop face Mecca, engage in their Islamic prayers. You could tell they were very, very devout in their faith. And we found out about an evangelical church that uses Bibles, uses a program from Bible League that gives the gift of literacy. And they were doing this ministry literally miles, just a few miles from a Syrian refugee camp of about 90,000 people that were forced out of Syria when the Assad regime basically made a parking lot of that country. You remember this, Daryl. And they used a program from Bible League, again, that gives the gift of literacy. And for a lot of Islamic women, they were denied an education. A lot of these could not read. They could not write. That was true for the mother of 14-year-old Ahmed, a Syrian refugee that I had a chance to sit with there in the Middle East. His dad died fighting for ISIS. The mother was an extremist. She wore the full burqa. She had a rectangle cut out for the eyes, had a very large family. That's who his family was. And again, his mother came to this small evangelical church as a widowed mother of eight, and again was given the gift of literacy. There were two Christian women, one from Egypt, one from right there in Jordan, who were able to pour themselves into her life and give her that gift of literacy. And this happens, Daryl, because the Bible is the source of the reading assignments. And so Bible League developed this program to teach people to read and write, but again, to let them read for themselves about the God who loves them. And this woman came to be able to read and write, and she became a believer in Jesus Christ. In grateful response, she led seven of her kids to Christ, not number eight. Who was that? 14-year-old Ahmed. He had sold out to violent Islam. In fact, was going to blow himself up, kill others in the process in the name of Allah. They'd pick the time, the place where he would do this. Because his mom knew this, Daryl, she prayed nonstop for his salvation. It did come, but when it came, he paid a tremendous price. He was beaten nearly to death by the radicals he hung around with. They said, you know what, we're going to find you. We're going to finish the job at some point. And so in the middle of the night, the family fled with literally the shirts on their backs. And when we caught up with them several villages over after all of this happened, I was able to sit with young Ahmed as a born-again believer through a translator because I knew very little Arabic. He knew virtually no English. But, Daryl, we were kindred spirits in that moment. When I was able to ask young Ahmed, knowing his background, I said, what's your Bible mean to you? He had an Arabic Bible in front of him. He said, Michael, he said, I can go here where Jesus says they'll hate you because they hated me first. He said, I'll go here where Paul writes, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. He says, here in the Great Commission where Jesus says, I'm with you always. He says, that gives me a perspective on why people hate me. It tells me what God wants me to do. And he has a deep burden to reach boys 10 to 20 years of age who have sold out to violent Islam. They're on the same trajectory that he was on, right? To kill himself, to kill others in the name of violent Islam. And I can tell you at that time when I met him, Daryl, he had been instrumental with others in his evangelical church because he had come to Christ, because he had a Bible, because he had been trained to share his faith. They had seen a little more than 100 come to Christ. And many of those were boys in that age range, 10 to 20 years of age, who were jihadist. And now they're followers of Jesus. I'm coming back today, Daryl, as we talk about supporting the persecuted church to let you know that another 300 people have come to Christ in a very, very difficult part of the world where, listen, to say that you follow Jesus Christ could quite possibly be a death wish for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl, as I meet with these heroes of the faith, they never ask me, hey, get on Faith Talk Detroit, ask Daryl Wood and the listeners to pray for an abrupt end to our suffering because they know God's working through it. This story illustrates that. It's always that they'll grow in their love for God, that they'll see those around them not as the enemy, but as the mission field. People not to be hated, but people to be pointed to Christ and loved and ministered to. They see value in their suffering. And they're always quick to say, Michael, we need Bibles. In the case of these 300 new believers, Daryl, I got to be very frank. There is no chance of them receiving Bibles unless your listeners can step up today and do something about it. But I can tell you, Daryl, this is a listening family that knows what this is all about. They know the special place of God's word in their own lives. In this season of giving, they're thankful for their own Bible. They have a deep concern for the persecuted church. And so would you help us meet this need for 300 Bibles in the Middle East? $5 cents a Bible. The math tells you that's about a $1,500 gift. We've seen people give at that level. Daryl, as you and I have worked together over 8 years, we've seen people give very generously mm-hmm. at that level. Mm-hmm. There may be somebody listening right now that could take care of that entire need. If not, could we see several of you right now at 20 Bibles, that's $100. Is it 30 Bibles for you, a 150? Hey, whatever it takes, would you help us deliver the good news of the gospel to these new believers? I can tell you, Daryl, it'll be a joy for me as the eyes and ears of Bible League to let young Ahmed know, hey, the Bibles you're praying for, they are on their way.
We are closing in on the top of the hour. It's amazing to me how quickly the time is going, and that simply says to me that the urgent need you hear Mike Woolworth, representative for Bible League International, talking about is also a very, very intense need that we must meet with all deliberate speed. We have got to get on the phone right now, ladies and gentlemen, no matter where you are in the metropolitan Detroit area, and make the call. 800-YES-WORD is the number you dial. 800-YES-WORD. Make the very best gift you can. Christians worldwide are suffering for the cause of Christ. They're suffering because they love the Word of God. Whether that suffering comes at the hands of a corrupt government, whether it comes at the hands of another religious group, it's real. It's happening. But it isn't enough to deter these men and women from pursuing the love of God through Jesus Christ, their Savior, and the desire to know more about him through his word. What are you willing to suffer for the word of God? I mean, that's a real simple question. But it's not a real simple lifestyle unless you have the power of the Spirit of God and the love of Jesus Christ deep down in your heart. And you'll need it there, especially if you don't have a Bible with which to commune with God, which is why they are calling out to us here in the West, ladies and gentlemen, and asking us to get involved in a real, living, tangible way. 800-YES-WORD is the number you dial right now to make the very best gift you can. $5 sends one Bible to a man or to a woman in the far-flung locations that you hear Mike talking about, but they're not so far away that time and space prevents them from coming to your and my attention. We know they're there. We know the Bible League International can get the Bibles we're talking about there to them. It's a beautiful thing. And all we need you to do right now is get to your phone and dial that number 800-YES-WORD, or go online, faithtalkdetroit.com, faithtalkdetroit.com. For those of you who prefer not to necessarily dial a number and talk about it, you just want to get online, you want to make the contribution, and you want to get it done ASAP, and we want you to get it done ASAP. Go to faithtalkdetroit.com, click the Bible League International banner, Bibles for the Persecuted Church, on that faithtalkdetroit.com webpage, and make the very best gift you can right now. $5 for one Bible, two Bibles for $10. You can send four Bibles. Just multiply it. $5, $10, $15, $20, four Bibles sent. Do five for $25. $60 will send 12 Bibles. $150, 30 Bibles. Our goal, 1,600 Bibles. Ladies and gentlemen, you can help us get there in no time, quite frankly. It just takes a desire to do the will of God. And that's what it's really all about. If we truly desire to be a blessing, like many of us sing and pray and talk about, you want to be a blessing to the body of Christ. You want to be a blessing to a lost and a dying world. You want to be a blessing to those who don't know Jesus Christ. Well, this is one real, tangible way to do it. Because these men and women are going to take the Word of God into the hard places where you and I may never, ever go. They are going to preach the Word of God to men, women, and children you will never, ever meet. But here's the beautiful part. God is going to give you some credit for the work they're doing. Why? Because you put the Bible in their hands. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or online at faithtalkdetroit.com. Mike, we're closing in on the top of the hour. Anything else you want to share before we hit that break?
Yeah, let me real quick give you one more story. A need for 200 Bibles right now in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Daryl, this is formerly Zaire, and a pastor by the name of Russes and his wife have three sons, 8, 6, and 4. One day those sons went missing. There was a search party put together. They found out they had been murdered by a terrorist cell that hates Christians, Daryl. They're in the news all the time in that part of Africa. And in the midst of their grief, rather than retaliate, Pastor Russes, his wife, the entire congregation retaliated with the gospel, if you will. They would go to neighboring villages where they knew these terrorists would hang out, invited them to come learn about Jesus. They used a Bible study program through Bible League, and about 8 to 12 weeks into that, let me tell you, Daryl, 172 people have come to Christ. Some of these former radicals affiliated with this terrorist cell. And I can tell you, Daryl, the gospel's going forth. We can rejoice in that people have a fierce loyalty to the Lord. They're willing to suffer. And there's a need right now for 172 Bibles. Let's round that up. There's 200 Bibles needed right now in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And the week before Thanksgiving, listeners, you can step into the stories of Pastor Russes, the pain, the suffering, the loss that he has endured. And yet he can say today with conviction, it's an honor to suffer for the Lord, Daryl. And we get to be a part of their story today.
That's right. They're counting it all joy, even though they are falling into these diverse trials and tribulations. They are just joy-filled to know that they are serving the Lord Christ. And they'll do an even greater job of it when they have the Bibles they need in their hands to not only give out the gospel of Jesus Christ, but to suffer for the sake of the word. Suffering for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ is something these brothers and sisters actually look forward to. You can help them right now. You can provide them the comfort of God's word. You can provide them the courage that comes from God's word. You can provide them with the competence to witness skillfully, accurately, with regard to the word of God by dialing 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD translates to 800-937-9673. And again, for those of you who prefer, you can do so online at faithtalkdetroit.com. Faithtalkdetroit.com. In addition to that, folks, click that Persecuted Church banner on the page. And I want to take this opportunity just before we hit the top of the hour break to remind those of you who at this particular point in time are engaged in enrolling in Medicare during the open enrollment period, talk with our professional friends. the experts who make Medicare easy at Rick Young Insurance. They're offering free consultations right now, but you've got to call them and schedule yours. Rick Young Insurance, 248-844-9110, 248-844-9110, or rickyounginsurance.com. In this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-337-8051. That's 800-337-8051. 800-337-8051.
Can't tune in to WLQV at the office? Check out our live stream on FaithTalkDetroit.com. We're everywhere. FaithTalkDetroit.com. Get a fresh perspective for the whole family. Focus on the Family with Jim Daly and John Fuller. Weekday mornings at 9:30 on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
This is the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit. Win to win. The Darryl Wood Show continues on Faith Talk 1500. Give us a call at 866-423-9578. That's 866-423-9578. Here's your host, Darryl Wood.
Folks, here's the number we'd love you to dial as soon as possible. 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD translates to 800-937-9673. And no matter where you are in the metro area, we want to hear from you in this second and final hour of our program today. It is not only the second and final hour of the program on A Day of Hope, where we are partnering with Bible League International and our special guest, Mike Woolworth, spokesperson for Bible League International. But it is the second and final hour for the entire broadcast week on Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. So would you get to the phone and dial that number just as soon as you possibly can, or perhaps you prefer to go to FaithTalkDetroit.com, FaithTalkDetroit.com on this day of hope, and make the very best gift you can by clicking the banner. The banner, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. That's right. That's what we're doing today, providing Bibles for the persecuted church. They may be in Indonesia. They may be in the Middle East. They may be in Africa. They may be in South America. They may be in China. They may be in Mexico, Thailand. But no matter where they are, these are brothers and sisters in Christ who need Bibles. Let me just say it again, very straightforward. They need Bibles, and they need your help to get them. $5 will provide one Bible, and that Bible will be translated into the language of the recipient. You heard me rattle off a number of different countries. These Bibles have to be translated into the language and or dialect of the people who live in these parts of the world. That is where Bible League International comes in. They do a magnificent job of making sure these Bibles, which are translated properly, accurately, and beautifully bound are transported to these parts of the world and placed into the hands of men and women waiting to receive for the very first time in their lives Bibles. We've heard stories of people, Christians, upwards of 60 plus years of age, receiving for the very first time in their lives Bibles. That's right. They're very, can you imagine being 60 years old, loving the Lord, our Savior, but never having owned a written Bible and receiving one because someone in Metro Detroit, a place you've never heard of, a place you've never seen, probably never will, someone in the metropolitan Detroit area in the good old USA provided you your first Bible at 60 plus years of age. These are people who truly understand what it means, as the psalmist wrote, Psalm 119, verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." You see, because they have not had access to the printed word. So what word they do know is in their heart, so that they might not sin against our Lord. But now you, through God's grace, are providing them the opportunity to have their first Bible, hold it in their hand, turn the pages, read it in their language, and even in some instances, learn how to read by using that very same Bible. Here's the number once again, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. That and so much more happens. You, Mike Woolworth, are the man who has been with us on a number of occasions. By your reckoning and by the reckoning of those who work with you at Bible League International, 8 different times you and I have gotten together for the purpose of letting others share in the mission of providing Bibles to men and women the world over who need them. And I am once again very happy that, Mike, you are with us again today for this purpose. Welcome aboard, brother. Okay, I understand our connection with Mike is gone, but we'll get him back ASAP. In the meantime, I don't want there to be any breaking your ability to help fund this most important mission. Dial this number right now. Do not delay. We are not going to be here for an interminable period of time. We are going to be gone before you know it. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. The time will go all too quickly. Do not let it go before you have had an opportunity to pick up that phone and dial that number. 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD. We are going to hear stories of men and women in far-flung locations like China, Zambia, the Middle East, Chiapas, Mexico, Thailand, talking about their experiences receiving the Word of God, standing for the faith, withstanding terror attacks, cruel mockings, beatings, spoiling of their property, disenfranchisement in the communities where they live and or worked. I use worked in the past tense because many of these people lose their jobs, they lose their homes, they lose everything they have because they are sold out to Jesus Christ. It's the kind of thing you sing about on Sundays and Wednesdays when you go to church in our beautifully modernized sanctuaries and buildings with all of the modern accoutrement that they have. And we talk about sacrificing for Jesus Christ. Well, here's some brothers and sisters who are really sacrificing for Jesus Christ. And they're losing just about every material possession they have on the road to doing so. And I'm not saying that to make you feel poorly. I'm saying that to inspire you to get involved today in a way you may have never thought possible. A way to carry the gospel to another part of the world and to share it with other people whom you may never meet, but whom God will give you credit for reaching through these brothers and sisters whom you furnish the Word of God in written form. Hear me now. God is going to give you credit for your faithful response to our appeal today. 800-YES-WORD, 800 Yes Word is the number you dial to start that process. That translates to 800-937-9673. Are you in Novi, Farmington Hills? Are you further south in Plymouth, Canton? Maybe you're over there in Dearborn. Maybe you're downriver in Wyandotte. Maybe you're in Brownstown, Charter Township, Flat Rock. Maybe you hear me in Taylor, Allen Park. Maybe you're further north in Royal Oak, Sterling Heights, Shelby Township. How about you folks over there in Rochester Hills, Auburn Hills, north on the Woodward Corridor there in Pontiac? Maybe you're in Troy and you can hear this message. If you're out west in West Bloomfield, Commerce Township, no matter where you may be, now's the time for you to respond. I'm serious, folks. The time is fleeting, and it is time for you to step up and do what God has called you to do. And that is put the Word of God in tangible form, written form, in the hands of men and women in these far-flung locations where Bible League International ministers. I understand we have our brother Mike Woolworth back on the line. Mike, are you there?
Daryl, I'm here. Listen, great to be with you today, brother. And this is about our eighth campaign together. I know it's a week before Thanksgiving. Daryl, real quick, I had, an argument you could call it with somebody in my office here at Bible League. They're like, it can't be Thanksgiving next week. I said, it is, brother. Check your calendar. We're in that stage of life, right? Everything just kind of runs together. Where has the year gone, we say? But anyway... Yeah, I noticed this colleague said, you know what? I guess that explains why I opened the refrigerator. There's a big fat turkey in there. You know, okay. I guess you have to defrost those things quickly. There's a threshold. You have to get those things in, or else your dinner guest will be disappointed. Daryl, let me bring your listeners up to speed on where we are. We have a lot of ground to cover, but I can tell you, in a time when it's difficult to ask, difficult to give, we've seen your listeners put us almost at 500 Bibles. That means that 500 Bible is persecuted believers who, before 6 o'clock yesterday morning when we started, who had no hope of a Bible, right? God has them planted where it's difficult to live out your faith. It's almost impossible to access a Bible. And that's where your listeners are coming in. They have answered the prayers of 500 Bible-less persecuted believers who aren't praying for an end to their suffering. They're praying for the Word of God. Why? Because they want to be able to endure day in and day out as they're told, you don't matter. We don't want you here. Die. Your gift today is saying very loudly and very clearly, we are with you, we're for you from the greater Detroit area. And Daryl, let me thank some of those right off the bat here before we move ahead and let your listeners hear of some stories they can respond to. Lydia of Flint, thank you, a gift of 4 Bibles. We've heard from Janet of Romulus, 5 Bibles. Thank you, Cheryl of Detroit, a gift of 15 Bibles. Judith of Oak Park, 10 Bibles. Thank you, Paul of Lincoln Park, 4 Bibles. Mentioned these earlier, Gerard of Jeddo, 10 Bibles, and Clayton of Washington, a gift of 10 Bibles. And Daryl, that's how it happens. It's every call. It's every click. Today, and again, we've got our goal set. It's 1,600 Bibles. We're about 500 Bibles toward that goal. I think that's about a third of the way there. We'd love to take a big chunk out of that before you and I wrap up at 6 o'clock today. But Daryl, it takes $5 to send a Bible. You know, if you're being asked to help contribute a five-figure gift, let's say, to build onto your church or to add an addition to your child's Christian school, you need to pray about that. Now, listen, I'm not saying don't pray about getting involved with this, but this might be something that you might be able to make a little quicker decision about today as you hear these stories. If God prompts you to get involved, Daryl, you know, at this point, if we saw 4 or 5 dozen of your faithful listeners who have been incredibly kind to Bible League over the years, by the way, make the most generous gift. Maybe it's 20 Bibles for you at $100. Maybe it's 30 at $150. Maybe it's $500 for 100 Bibles. We've seen all of those levels been given in this campaign so far. You do pray about it, but then make that most generous gift. Help us get to this goal as quickly as we can. Again, 1,600, and we're about a third of the way there, closing in on 500 Bibles. Daryl, you've got this audio cut from Pastor Yazan. I want to share this because it really does exemplify what Christians are up against in a place like the Middle East. This is cut number 22. The man's name is Yazan.
I met a pastor. He was kidnapped and threatened to be killed. His freedom was as easy as for him not to confess that he's follow Christ. Of course, he chose not to, and he was abused as a result. This is what happened through the last 6, 7, 8 years in the region.
Yeah, the man's name is Jizan. He's a pastor in the Middle East. Daryl, he does not exaggerate the truth. He's saying that a lot of pastors face being kidnapped. The families ask for ransom. They're forced to denounce Christ. When they won't do that, and the families can't make the ransom, they eventually let a lot of these people go. Some have died. I'm going to tell you a story right now. It's very bittersweet. It's got grief. It's got hope built right into it. But this is what Christians are up against around the world. We feel it's incumbent upon us at Bible Lead to give you an intimate look into the lives of persecuted believers that we're asking you to help right now in this campaign. Stand with them. $5 sends a Bible at 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or give it faithtalkdetroit.com. Let me tell you about another pastor that we know by name at Bible League. Daryl, the man's name is Yusuf, and one day in broad daylight, he and a deacon in his church were kidnapped in the Middle East. Again, there's this misunderstanding that Christians have access to a lot of money. It simply is not true. I've been in that part of the world. I've seen Christians, I've seen pastors, evangelists, who have essentially nothing from a material standpoint. Now, spiritually, they're wealthy, but they really live a very basic life. It's a table, it's a chair, it's a lamp. It's that basic of a living because, you know, they just don't earn a lot of money. That's just the way it is. And so when the family could not pay the ransom after the kidnappers thought that these Christians had access to a lot of money, I can tell you very sadly they killed the deacon. They tortured Pastor Yusuf. They made him suffer. And on top of that, they forced him to carry the remains of that deacon to his grave. They were after total humiliation, sending the message that Christianity is not welcomed in that part of the Middle East. Now, listen, when they let this man go, when the family could not pay the ransom, they told him to never speak of Jesus again. But I can tell you, he has continued to faithfully shepherd those that are in his care there in the Middle East and his congregation. As people have heard this man's willingness to suffer for the gospel, they have invited people to learn about Jesus. And as the Christian faith has been lived out in that part of the world there in the Middle East, Daryl, I do not exaggerate, about 184 people, and we'll round that up to 200, have come to Christ there in the Middle East. Again, they have no access to the Bible, but we can rejoice that Jesus has a church in a place where it's very difficult to be his follower. And the reason is he gives his followers there grace and gumption. They have a fierce loyalty where they are willing to say, Jesus, you're worth all of the suffering that we go through. And listeners, today we're asking you to make good on the promise that we make to these Christians as they come to saving faith, having gone through our trusted Bible study. They learn who Jesus is. They learn what it means to follow him. They learn to share their faith. And we're asking you, help us make good on this promise right now, a need for 200 Bibles at $5 a piece in the Arabic language. We'll take care of getting the language to these new Christians. But that's where you can step in this season of giving. I know you love your Bible. You have great concern for the persecuted church. And this is your opportunity to be involved in kingdom work. It makes a difference, and it happens with every call and with every click today, Daryl.
You know, Bible League International is doing an incredible job of getting the word out, and you are helping them do this in their 84th year of ministry with 4 million people trained to share the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 100,000 churches planted every day. Mike, every day, Bible League reaches 5,000 people with the gospel. 400 are trained to share Christ, and a new church planted every 3.5 hours, Bible League serving 50-plus countries with the Word of God or Word-based ministries of one sort or another. The work never stops, never, ever stops, ladies and gentlemen, which is why we have to be just as unrelenting in our ability to make the gifts available so that the work goes on. If you have not taken the time or the opportunity to pledge that $5 for one Bible for a brother or a sister in Christ, would you get to the phone right now, 800-YES-WORD, or faithtalkdetroit.com, and open that secured page and make the very best gift you can, whether it's one Bible or whether it's 100 Bibles. We are asking you to do the very best you can at this particular point in time because the time is moving swiftly onward. We don't have a lot of time left. And the fact of the matter is, by the time we get to the bottom of the hour break, the time just races forward, seemingly, as though we're in some kind of an accelerator. And that's why I want you to get on the phone right now and make the very best gift you can by dialing 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. And in doing so, ladies and gentlemen, determine whether or not you're going to provide 5, 10, 15, 25, 35 Bibles or more, whatever the case may be. Some of you are saying, you know, Daryl, I can do one or two Bibles. It's about all I can do right now. Well, if you can do one or two Bibles, you'll be doing quite a bit. Because two Bibles, that's two Bibles for $10. You put that $10 to work in the hands of a brother, a sister in Christ in one of these countries that you hear us talking about, they're going to reach on minimum about 24, 25 people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, that's what you call a force multiplier. And that's exactly what happens when you make that gift, no matter how large or small, to Bible League International. That's why I don't want anybody out there today, at this hour, in this moment, to be discouraged by about how little or how great your gift is. That's not what it's about, as you heard Mike say just a few moments ago. It's about everybody getting involved and doing what you can in this hour, in this moment. So consider that and then make the very best gift you can. Then pray. Pray that someone else whose heart is being admonished by the Spirit of grace, that same Holy Spirit that encouraged you to make a gift, pray that he would move upon the heart of someone else to do exactly what you have done. Submit to the Spirit of God, obey, and make the very best gift possible so that these Bibles can be placed into the hands of faithful men and women who love Jesus Christ and just want a Bible in printed form so that they can grow in the Word and share that Word. They can help others come to faith in Jesus Christ. They can stand taller in the faith tomorrow than they did today because you've put the Word of God in their hands. And as the psalmist wrote in Psalm 119, verse 11, these brothers and sisters are hiding the Word of God in their hearts so that they might not sin against God. Now let's put the Word of God in their hand so they can take it to a lost and a dying world. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Mike?
Yeah, Daryl, if you follow Barna Research, they will tell us that church growth in America is somewhat stunted, even on the decline. I mean, our prayers that changes quickly. And again, I know those are numbers you follow closely, Daryl.
Yes.
You know what they will tell us? Look elsewhere in the world. When you find these three components, you will find incredible church growth. It's almost ironic. But here are the three things. You find true churches that truly preach the gospel. They believe it. They preach it. But they've also got congregants who don't merely hear it, but they live it out. Daryl, they believe it. They're hated not merely for what they believe, but for how they live out their Christian faith. The third component, again, put these three things together. The third one is persecution. Where you find those three things, true Bible-believing churches, godly preachers, and godly hearers, and persecution. You put those three things together, incredible church growth. That's why we can tell you there is an incredible church growth in places like communist China, in the Middle East, in India, all over the continent of Africa, Daryl. That's why we're seeing tremendous growth. Again, that's what God is choosing to work through. He's there in the midst of their suffering. Listen, Jesus promises his peace. He promises to provide for the needs of his followers. Listen, how's he doing that today? Through each of you making a gift. We've seen answers to prayer to almost 500 persecuted believers. Again, not for the end of the suffering that they face, but for the Word of God in their own language. You're making it happen. Let me thank a couple of others before I have you play audio cut number 16 from Buildup. Let me tell you who we've heard from. We've heard from Penny of Dearborn Six Bibles. Thank you, Wallace of Bloomfield.
Thank you.
A dozen Bibles. Stephen of Farmington Hills. a gift of 10 Bibles.
Thank
and, Daryl, that's why we're about a third of the way to our goal of 1,600. If you want to play this audio cut from Builda, I want to come back and take your listeners to another story in Chiapas, Mexico.
The life of most Haitian people becomes more difficult. Many of them are very concerned because they don't see any flicker of hope. Sometimes when we see kidnapping, last week, some gang people come, a church partner that we have, Bible League, they kill inside the church a deacon, and then they took the wife of this deacon and they kidnapped.
Yeah, you know, in case the traffic was in by, let me tell you what Pastor Builder's talking about. He's just outside of Port-au-Prince, Haiti. He's talking about the authorities there have told Christian workers, look, we can't protect you. The gangs think you have a lot of money. They'll kidnap you. They'll murder you if you don't follow their demands. And that's what Builder's saying. A lot of times Christians can't find a flicker of hope because of those circumstances. When he and I talked not long ago, and I recorded that audio cut, Daryl, he was talking about a deacon in a church who was murdered by a gang. They kidnapped the wife. As he and I spoke, they still had not located the wife. She has been found. She's at a place of safety right now. But you might remember about a year ago, there was a group from Ohio. I believe they were Mennonites, but they were kidnapped. They were able to escape. But had they not, I think the gangs that that kidnapped them probably would have murdered every one of these. This is what the church is up against. I know we live on our Christian faith with relative ease here in America, but it's an altogether different level around the world. And so your gift today is giving them the hope of the gospel to be able to endure and persevere every single day. Let me take you to Chiapas, Mexico. Daryl, the story is this. Emilio pastors a shanty church there. About 200 people attend this church. You can tell very quickly if you visited this church. There's not a lot of wealth there. you can see that they are materially poor, spiritually wealthy for sure, but they are opposed by warlocks, male witches. I mean, just saying that sounds full of spiritual darkness, doesn't it? But one day those warlocks came and burned down the church. I mean, Pastor Emilio lost his little house, the church, everything in it absolutely destroyed, everything gone. They surrounded the church members' homes. People couldn't go to work. Kids couldn't go to school. They do this because Christians oppose all the pagan practices that they follow and that they almost force others to follow as well. But these Christians, Daryl, they very lovingly share the gospel. And that's the story of Emilio and this evangelical church in Chiapas, Mexico, literally just a few miles from the border of Guatemala. Now, listen, this group, here's what they did. They were able to regroup, and they would invite people to come learn about Jesus in their homes. Some of these affiliated with these warlocks, these male witches. And I can tell you today, as we've tracked this story, 137, almost 150, have come to Christ. These are new believers. Daryl, they had no idea who Jesus was. They had no interest in following Christianity. But today, they're members of our spiritual family, and they, too, are persecutors. They've left Mayan worship, and they've come into the folds. They are hated by their communities and by their families. They're persecuted, and Jesus said, blessed are the persecuted in Matthew 5. I can assure you they're suffering big time today. The prayer today is not for an end to the suffering they face in Chiapas, Mexico. It's for 150 Bibles that we can send today in the Spanish language. We have our goal set before us. It's 1,600. We want to put the Bible into the hands and hearts of 1,600 Bibleist persecuted believers. Listeners, you've done that for almost 500 now. We've got a little extra time beyond today to reach this goal, but Daryl and I are praying that we could see a big chunk taken out of this number between now and the top of the hour. $5 sends a Bible. $100 means 20 Bibles. $150 is 30. $500 would be 100. And Daryl, we've seen levels all of those levels given throughout this campaign. We'd love to see a lot more as we move toward this goal of 1,600 Bibles.
Absolutely. There's someone out there right now who can contribute $500 to this cause. You know who you are. God is speaking to you, and I'm simply confirming that he has spoken to you. $500. And we thank you in advance for that gift. You are making a tremendous difference, not only for time, but for eternity, with that gift. And God knows, I'll simply say that, God knows your heart. You are joining an elite club. What is that elite club? That is the elite club of the King. You are a son, you are a daughter of the Most High God. And in so obeying him, you as the son, the daughter of the Most High God, are enabling others to fulfill their kingdom mission. And God intends to give you credit for your role in that mission. Don't even think twice about it. Simply obey the Spirit of grace and give what he has assigned you to give in this hour, and thank him mightily. Praise him, because God is your source. 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. That translates to 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. You can also give online at faithtalkdetroit.com, faithtalkdetroit.com. And in so doing, feel free to click that banner on the page. That banner simply says, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. When you click that banner, you will open a secured form. You can fill that form out in about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, tops. Go on your way knowing you've done more today to change the world in which we live than anything else you could have possibly done, because you've given out the Word of God, which has impact not only for time, but for eternity. It's Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show, Day of Hope Edition. Our partner, Bible League International, our good friend and brother, Mike Woolworth, along with us the final half hour. Now, underway. Take this opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, as we head to break, to jump right in there. Make that call. Make that gift. Make a difference. It's Medicare open enrollment period. That means it's time to either sign up or check on the coverages you already have. And one of the things you want to make sure of is that you're not paying too much for the coverages you have, and that if you are getting coverage for the first time, you get the right coverage at the right price. No better group of people with whom to speak about this issue than Rick Young Insurance and his team of Medicare professionals. They're the local Medicare experts who make Medicare easy. They're scheduling free consultations. That's right, free consultations right now to help you get it right. Now's the time to give them a call, schedule that consultation, because Rick and his team will help you get the right coverage at the right price. Give them a call right now, 248-844-9110. That number once again, 248-844-9110. Or you can check them out online at rickyounginsurance.com. That's rickyounginsurance.com.
The Christmas Mortgage Miracle is back and bigger than ever.
For 5 years, the Christmas Mortgage Miracle has made it possible for you to win next year's mortgage or rent.
This year, we've raised the grand prize to $18,000
to pay for next year's mortgage or rent. Increase your opportunity to win when you enter up to once per day and complete optional bonus tasks.
Enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes today at FaithTalkDetroit.com. Sponsored by Rick Young Insurance. Medicare made easy.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts efforts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Jesus said, "Blessed are the persecuted for righteousness' sake," and I can assure you they are suffering big time right now. Hey, it's Michael Woolworth with Bible League International. As you know, I travel the world on behalf of Bible League, and I meet these heroes of the faith. I find that persecuted believers show two characteristics. Number one, they love their enemies. They don't hate those that persecute them. They want to see them come to a saving grace in Jesus Christ. And then secondly, they count it all joy to suffer for the Lord Jesus. I mean, that's the kind of work that I want to support. And I'm so grateful that you're doing that right now. We want to put the Bible into the hands and hearts of 1,600 Bible-less persecuted believers around the world. You've done that for several hundred. We're grateful for every gift, but this is our final week and we're still short of our goal. So in this season of giving, if you love your Bible, if you care about the persecuted church, at $5 a Bible, $100 since 20, would you pray about it and then make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give it Faith Talk to Detroit.com. Will you do it this week? And God bless you for caring.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Joe Uplegger for the Safe Money and Income Radio Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on FM 92.7, AM 1500, Faith Talk, Detroit. You can also call Joe now for your complimentary customized Safe Money Kit and Safe Money Book at 866-436-0133. That's 866-436-0133.
You know how much you're really paying for life insurance through work? I can almost guarantee you're overpaying for limited coverage. I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent for over 20 years. My clients are shocked to learn how expensive life insurance at work really is because of a rate that's driven up by unhealthy people. Why pay more when you don't have to? For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. I found a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a $500,000 policy, for only $18 a month. Don't procrastinate. Workplace open enrollment will be here soon. Let SelectQuote save you money and get you the coverage you need to protect your family.
For your free quote in just minutes, call 1-800-865-2266. That's 1-800-865-2266. 1-800-865-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.
Serving the body of Christ. You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500, WLQV, Faith Talk Detroit, where listening brings hope, an Odyssey station.
Folks, I've got a number that I want to give out. I would really love it if you would dial that number and make the very best gift you can, 800-YES-WORD. That's the number we're dialing on this Day of Hope with Bible League International as our Day of Hope partner. Mike Woolworth is spokesperson for Bible League International. Bible League International, they've been around for 84 years giving out the Word of God and doing a spectacular job of getting it into the hands of millions, teaching people not only how to evangelize the lost, the given up, and the dying, but setting up Christian teaching ministries, churches, and other parachurch-style ministries the world over. Bible League International's involved in all of that, and what we're asking you to do today is help Bible League International put the Bible into the hands of the persecuted church. Stand with them, ladies and gentlemen, and provide the Bibles for men and women who are suffering the loss of all things for the sake of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is contribute $5 for one Bible. Can you do that? Would you do that? Thank you in advance for those of you who say, yeah, Daryl, I will do that. I'm picking up the phone right now and dialing 800-YES-WORD. That translates to 800-937-9673. Some of you have been listening to us talk about this for the better part of the last 2 hours, but you haven't made the call yet. Why is that? You haven't given yet, but you haven't made the call to do so. Would you take the time we have left on the air right now to obey the Spirit of grace? Because God is saying, now is the accepted time. Now is the day. This is the time that you make the very best gift you can, whatever that is. We're not telling you how much to give. We're simply telling you that we know God is willing when it comes to putting a Bible into the hands of a man or a woman who is sold out to Jesus Christ. Are you sold out to Jesus Christ? I know a lot of you claim you are, and as such, you say you'll live and die for him. But will you pony up $5 to make sure somebody else with that real profession of faith has a Bible in their hand to actually live out that testimony? Here's the number you dial right now to prove that that testimony is true in your life. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. I mean, stop and think about it. If your church were destroyed, or you stood on the precipice of the possibility of your church being burned down, your pastor being beaten, perhaps you as a deacon in the church being kidnapped, maybe a threat to the lives of your children, your spouse, maybe you were besieged, set upon by a gang of 20, 30 people, beaten within an inch of your life. Are you prepared to serve God under those circumstances? Think about it. The folks that we're talking about are. The folks that we're talking about and allowing you to hear do. They're doing it, but they don't have Bibles. And that's where you come in. We're simply asking you to contribute the best gift you can. $5 will put one Bible in the hand of a man, a woman, ready to die for their faith. Can you do that? Will you do that? Will you just stop and think for a second about what it means to seriously live for and die for God? These people have, and they're ready to give it all up. They're ready to carry a Bible into a part of the world where you could lose your life just for having one. And they want them desperately, ladies and gentlemen. Will you make sure they have one? Dial 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. They're sold out to God for real. They're not trying to prove anything to anybody. Every day they get up and testify to the goodness of God in the neighborhoods where they live, they put their lives in jeopardy. Can you put a Bible in their hand? 800-YES-WORD. They're not asking for a .357 Magnum. They're not asking for a machete. They're not asking for a Kevlar vest. They're not asking for anything like that. They're asking for Bibles. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. What are you willing to suffer? What are you willing to give up for the Word of God? Can you give up $5 to put a Bible in the hand of a brother, a sister who's willing to give it all up for God? 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. Mike?
Yeah, Daryl, thanks. Great to do kingdom business with you, brother. You've got a tender heart. I know you've got a burden to see these Bibles hit the hands and hearts of these persecuted believers. As you just said, we've gone through some stories, some of these quite graphic. I know I sometimes struggle with too many details being shared, but
no,
we certainly want you to have a
not at all, Mike.
Into
not
the
at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Mm-hmm. And you know what, Daryl, they're hearing us today. Recent moments, just in the last few moments, let me tell you who we've heard from. Dave of Troy, 20 Bibles. Thank you, Grace Amen. Of Detroit, 6 Bibles. Lydia of Flint, a gift of 4 Bibles.
Amen.
Gary of Dearborn, a gift of 20 Bibles right there. Another 50 answers, I guess actually 60, yeah. Almost 60 answers to prayer right
God
there, Daryl.
God bless.
As we set our sights for blessing, 1,600 Bible-less persecuted believers around the world. Can we take a big chunk out of where we are and where we need to be at 1,600? Even by the time we wrap up, Daryl, if we heard from just a few dozen of your listeners making their most generous gift, we would move very, very close to that goal. I want to give you a couple of stories of Christians right now that you can respond to. These are people. This is an unmet Bible need. And you can help meet it right now. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Pastor Roos's 3 sons went missing one day. He and his wife put together a search party in their congregation to look for those boys, ages 8, 6, and 4. They found out they had been murdered, actually executed by a group that hates Christians. It's a terrorist cell that's in the news all the time in that part of Africa. And, of course, the Democratic Republic of the Congo is formerly Zaire. Now, listen, a lot of churches, Daryl, they would respond with violence. That was not the case with this congregation. In the midst of their grief, Pastor Roos's, his wife, and the congregation would go to neighboring villages where they knew these terrorists hung out. They would invite them to come learn about Jesus, a Bible study from a Bible League that introduces people to Jesus Christ. They explain how he is both God and man. They explain what it means to die to self, to put on Christ. When Jesus says, if you want to be great in this kingdom, you learn to serve. And so through this 8 to 12-week study, Daryl, I can tell you with this story, the grief, the loss, and yet the hope-filled element is that of 150 people have come to Christ, almost 200. It's about 163. Almost 200 have come to Christ there in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's a place where they simply cannot access the Bible. And so before we move forward, would love to see this need met. If we say 200 Bibles times 5, that's $1,000. We know there's some of you that, you know, your financial position much better than you thought it would be at this point, and you could take care of that entire need. Daryl, as you and I have worked together over the years, we've seen many gifts in that range.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, if that's not you today, can we see a handful? Is it 20 Bibles at $100? Is it 30 at $150? Whatever it is, pray about it, and then make your most generous gift at 800-YES-WORD, 800-YESWORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or click the banner, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. You can find that at faithtalkdetroit.com. Daryl, I want to explain how we get Bibles into the hands and hearts of new believers. If you want to play audio cut number 1, the man's name is Bilda. This is audio cut number 1, Bilda, the pastor we heard from just a few moments ago. Then I want to share with you the unique way that we put the Bible into the hands of the under-resourced church around the world.
It's so sad because you can see violence everywhere. Each day when I go out, I say, God, it's my last day. Every day it's my last day. When my wife decides to go out, it's so sad to say that it's her last day. I don't know. When I go to the office, I go somewhere to do some training. We don't have government. They can decide to stop that.
Yeah, you know, Bill is saying, we talked about this earlier, Daryl, the police, the military, mm-hmm. and a place like Port-au-Prince, Haiti have told Christian workers, we simply cannot protect you. We're powerless when it comes to these gangs who overtake even Christian workers. And Bill has said, he doesn't exaggerate the truth. He'll say to his wife, he'll say to other Christian ministry workers in that part of Haiti, this might be our last week. I don't know if I'll see you again, but God be with you. And I can tell you, Daryl, they have a fierce loyalty. They're willing to say, Jesus, you're worth everything. I'm willing to suffer. But that's what a lot of Christians are up against. And so I pray as you gather, you know, we're on the just right on the cusp of Thanksgiving. We express our gratitude to the Lord. Thank him that you have religious freedom here in America. That's not something we should apologize for. We should be grateful for it and use that as an opportunity to tell others about Christ, to live out who you are in Jesus, and to come alongside persecuted believers. You can do that at $5 a Bible today, 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or give at faithtalkdetroit.com. Daryl, real quick, let me tell you about Venezuela, just outside the capital of Caracas, Venezuela. It's big business for the drug cartels to kidnap women, some girls as young as 11 to 12 years of age, and force them into prostitution. It's big business for the cartel. They will funnel a lot of drugs through these prostitution rings. But because of this, these women, these females, live in just total despair. They face forced abortions. They deal with diseases. I mean, it's just an absolutely horrific life for these women. And there's a church down there, Daryl, that's had it. They said, you know what, we've got to do something about this. We've got to put our faith into action and be bold. They have learned to rescue these women. They didn't learn that from Bible League, but they have worked with us over the last few years, Daryl, as they have rescued women and put them in a place of safety. They've also been able to introduce them to Jesus through this Bible study that I just talked about from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's a very simple study. It's the Gospel of John, Christianity 101 gospel put together in about an 8 to 12 week study. And so as these women, as they've come to a place of safety, they've been able to sit and learn who Jesus is, the great lover of their soul. And Daryl, I'm telling you, this group, they've paid dearly. One of the members in the midst of a rescue was killed. They dragged his corpse behind a truck down Main Street just outside of Caracas, Mexico, to send a message to the evangelical community. Listen, don't mess with the drug cartel. But this group, they have grace. They have gumption. They stay focused on what God has called them to in Caracas, Venezuela. And the prayer today is a result of their willingness to suffer for the Lord Jesus, Daryl, is a need for 192 Bibles for new believers in Christ. These are women who have been rescued from the grips of forced prostitution. These are members of our spiritual family. They need these Bibles in the Spanish language. And, Daryl, this is part of the group. This is that big number we're looking at of 1,600. This is 200 that'll help us get to that goal today. 200 Bibles needed there in Caracas, Venezuela. And listeners, you can step into the story of these Christians today and say, you know what? We're with you. We're for you, and you matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're almost out of time for this hour. It's time for you to get to the phone. Dial 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Make the very best gift you can. If you want, you can go to faithtalkdetroit.com, faithtalkdetroit.com. You can make that gift there as well as you listen to these incredible stories that Mike Woolworth, Bible League International spokesman, is sharing with us this evening. It has to stir your pure mind, particularly as regards what it is people are going through in parts of the world where they're guilty of nothing more than trying to live for Jesus Christ. I mean, that's their crime in the eyes of an evil, dark, lost, and dying world. A world that these men and women love, that is to say, those who are trapped, lost, blinded by sin, these men and women love those people and are trying to reach out to them through the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They are not trying to render evil for evil. You know, they're not trying to act like Rambo or Chuck Norris and take matters into their own hands. They're going to leave vengeance up to the Lord because that's what God has told us to do. But what they're going to do in the meantime is love these people to Christ. And they need Bibles to do it. You can help them do that by dialing 800-YES-WORD right now and determining that you will either give one Bible for $5 or two Bibles for $10, or you'll give four Bibles for $20, $25 will send five, and so on and so forth. No matter how many Bibles you give, make sure to pray and thank God for these men and women, these children who are willing to stand in the face of the wickedness, the darkness, the evil that surrounds them by the strength and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for the men and women of Bible League International who are willing to work long and hard into the day, into the night, month after month, year after year, giving out the Word of God, translating Bibles into the languages and the dialects of people in these far-flung locations, and making sure that these Bibles make it into the hands of those who so desperately want and need them. What God is saying to you is relatively simple, but nevertheless dynamic. Put the Bibles into their hands, and I will do the rest. Put the Bibles into their hands, ladies and gentlemen, and God will do the rest. 800-YES-WORD, 877-937-9673. Online at faithtalkdetroit.com. Faithtalkdetroit.com is where you go. You click that banner on the page, Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Send Bibles today. Send those Bibles today, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let another minute go by and you just sit there and kind of casually take it all in. Or you say to yourself, well, you know, I do enough already. I'm a church member. I work in the church and, you know, we sing in the choir and we give offerings and we work in our community. Well, all of that is fine and dandy. All of that is just great. But has God said something to you today about giving a Bible for a man or a woman who needs one? Because if he has, then you haven't done what God told you to do today until you do that. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. It's not about a guilt trip. It's about obedience to Christ. And how many of you know that the safest place in the world is in the perfect will of God? And when are you in the perfect will of God? When you are obeying what God tells you to do. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. He's the Lord of glory. He's Almighty God. He has a plan for these men and women's lives. He has a plan for your life. And let me tell you something. That plan is laid forth very clearly in His Word. Make sure that that Word makes it into the hands of men and women who love God like you love God. Men and women who are ready to live for God, obey Him, and are willing to die for God in obedience to that same Word. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. Online, faithtalkdetroit.com. Brother Mike, so glad to have spent this last couple of days with you talking about the things that really matter and the great work being done by Bible League International. We affirm you, we pray for you, and we pray for the team there at Bible League International that the work of God, the works of faith, continue mightily through your hands.
Well, Daryl, it's been a joy to be with you. Let me tell you, even though you and I are finishing up our time together in the next couple of minutes, those phone lines will stay available. In fact, we'll wrap up in another week or so. But it's been good to take a big dent out of this goal that we're looking at, 1,600 Bibles. People will ask me, Daryl, is this the best thing we can send the persecuted church? You know, if we could send an airline ticket to bring all the persecuted believers out of China, I'm sure we'd figure out a way to do that. But I can tell you, if you're a persecuted believer, you can open your Bible to Romans 8, where Paul writes, you know, the sufferings of this present time, they're not worthy to be compared with the glory to come. Where Paul writes elsewhere, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. Listen, it means everything when you're persecuted, when you're hated, when you're told you amount to nothing, leave this village, die. Daryl, every gift that's been made today in Jesus' name and made in faith, believing God will accomplish His purpose through all of this suffering for His glory and for the betterment of His church, your gift is saying what? We're with you, we're for you, and you absolutely matter. Let me thank a few of those that have gotten involved today as we wrap up our time. Philip of Flat Rock, thank you. Marquise of Dryden, we've heard from Michael of Berkeley, thank you. Judith of Oak Park, Paul of Lincoln Park, Gerard of Jeddo, Clayton of Washington, we've heard from Lydia of Flint, Janet of Romulus, and Cheryl of Detroit, many others as well, Daryl, that have not merely tuned in and said that's an interesting story or what a difficult part of the world to live out your faith, but they've gotten involved and they're doing something about it. Let me leave you with this verse, Hebrews 11. Some were tortured, whipped, scorned, imprisoned, stoned, sawn in half, killed with the sword. These are the heroes of the faith of whom the world was not worthy. The writer of Hebrews, Daryl, says there are people suffering big time as they follow Jesus Christ. The world's not worthy of these people, but they're members of our spiritual family, and I know that's why your listeners are getting involved. So again, as we wrap up today, we look at Thanksgiving. I know you love your Bible. You love your Lord. You care about the persecuted church. The best thing you can do today is pray for them and send them exactly what they're praying for, and that is the precious Word of God. Daryl, God bless you, and thanks for being such a great friend of Bible League. And listeners, thanks for being incredibly kind to those that we are called to serve.
Mike, thanks so very much, and happy Thanksgiving holiday to you and yours as well. Give our regards to everyone with whom you are working there at Bible League International. Ladies and gentlemen, there is still time for you to get on the line. Make the very best gift you can by dialing 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or heading over to FaithTalkDetroit.com, clicking the banner, the red stripe at the top of the page that says Send Bibles for the Persecuted Church, or that rectangular banner on the page that says Stand With Them. You see that picture there. Click it, open that form, make the very best gift you can. And as we prepare to leave the air with you today, remember, you can continue, as Mike said, to call that number. It will be available for your gifts. It will be available for your gifts 24 hours a day. Make the call and make it just as soon as you possibly can. I want to leave you with a word from the Word of God as well, Psalm 119, where the psalmist writes, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Ladies and gentlemen, do not forget the importance of the Word of God, particularly as regards our brothers and sisters all over the world who are desirous of that Word of God in written form, tangible form, as it is now being provided through Bible League International and your generous gifts. $5 sends one Bible to someone in their language in the far-flung corners of this planet. That's right. We're going to make sure they get that Bible. Would you make sure that that $5 gift gets to Bible League International today? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. In this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
Can't tune in to WLQV at the office? Check out our live stream on FaithTalkDetroit.com. We're everywhere. FaithTalkDetroit.com. Get a fresh perspective for the whole family. Focus on the Family with Jim Daly and John Fuller. Weekday mornings at 9:30 on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Republicans considering a...
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.